AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In Uvalde, Texas, hearses have backed up to Robb Elementary School, where 18 students and three adults were killed earlier today by an 18-year-old who was also killed by a U.S. Border Patrol agent who was nearby when he heard the shooting start. President Biden has arrived back in the U.S. from his trip to Asia.
Beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders. And how many scores of little children who witness what happened, see their friends die as if they're on a battlefield, for God's sake.
Biden goes on to call on members of Congress and other leaders to take action.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
But Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville says it's the person holding the gun, not the gun, that causes the problem.
I mean, this is a people problem. It's not a gun problem. You can't do away with all the guns. It's not going to happen.
It was the deadliest shooting at a U.S. grade school since a gunman killed 20 children and six adults at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, almost a decade ago. It comes just 10 days after another 18-year-old was arrested for allegedly killing 10 black shoppers at a grocery store in Buffalo. An independent commission recommends new names for nine Army posts named after Confederate officers. Retired Brigadier General Ty Shujuli says there are a lot of names to choose from.
In all ranks, in all roles, we found members of the Army family who exemplify the spirit of the nation and the values we cherish.
One recommendation, Fort Bragg, North Carolina would become Fort Liberty. This is AP News. Former Heisman Trophy winner and University of Georgia running back Herschel Walker wins the GOP primary for U.S. Senate in Georgia. He will face Senator Ralph Warnock in November. Walker was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. He'd been criticized by his primary opponents for his history of violence against women, not taking part in debates, and multiple gaffes while campaigning. In the governor's race, Democrat Stacey Abrams will face incumbent Brian Kemp, who defeated Trump's hand-picked candidate, former Senator David Perdue, without a runoff. 19-year-old Brody Nelson says the former president's choices were good for him.
Trump's influence on David Perdue and his campaign was a big deal for me.
Kemp survived the challenge by using his incumbency to push a raft of legislation through the GOP-controlled legislature, tax cuts, concealed handguns without permits, and banning transgender girls from high school sports. Primaries also being held in Alabama, Arkansas, Texas, and Minnesota. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.